If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show where the callers have no idea what they're calling in to talk about. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. Okay, we're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about fakes and phonies. Margaret, you faked an illness, but it backfired.
Yes, that illness was death. I faked a death.
A death?
Yes.
As in deafness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You pretended to be deaf.
I did pretend to be deaf. I was just sick of listening to people.
Sure.
So I just said, I can't hear you. And then someone took that very literally. And now I'm in the process of tests. And I want to just say from now on, I'm not deaf. I can hear you. I just don't want to talk to you.
Right. But the tests are ongoing and...
Yes. I've now got tinnitus from the tests.
Oh, right.
They blasted an air horn straight into my ear. Mm. A screaming child.
Yeah.
I was just like, ha?
Yeah.
Ha? Yeah. But I regret that now.
Why don't you just admit that you can hear?
I just thought it was impolite. Do you know, I just didn't want to talk to people.
You'd spent so long ignoring people.
Oh, especially on buses. Do you know, because I've a very kind face and people want to take advantage of that, you know?
Yeah. And is Margaret your real name?
What?
Is this a confession? Like, are people who know you going to know that it's you now that you can?
I'll be honest, I'm actually Kevin Spacey. It's, you know. I'm actor Kevin Spacey. I have been disgraced, but I've moved on now. And I'm now taking the form of a woman in Dublin who pretends to be deaf.
Right.
Because I thought, feck it, in for a penny, in for a pound. I've done worse in the past.
And I suppose this is a way to kind of, a fresh start for you to kind of move on.
Move on, yes. I came out only last year. And now I'm coming out as a housewife from North Dublin.
An Irish woman, okay. Mm. And
I blame all of my behaviour on that as well, being a housewife from North Dublin.
Have you friends and family here now, or are you?
I have a husband. Yeah. I have a husband and kids. Yes.
Yeah.
They have no idea that I'm Kevin Spacey.
Right.
They just think I'm Mammy.
Yeah.
You know.
That's so you married into a family, like your stepkids or?
No. Well,
you give birth is what I'm saying.
Yes, I've implanted memories.
Into some other family.
Into some other family,
I
told you I'm Kevin Spacey. I'm a very bad person.
Yes, yeah, so
and I've taken
you kidnapped a family. You brainwashed them to think that you're the mother of the family.
Margaret.
Yes,
Margaret.
Yes,
old Margaret.
Yeah.
I've a job down at the fruit factory.
Yeah.
Where they make fruit. Mm-hmm. And I've assimilated in there. I've created a union.
Okay.
We've had a strike. So I've had a very what would we call it? Eventful year as Margaret.
And what's the end goal here? Like, is it Oscar?
Well,
is it for a role? Is it preparation? Or
the Kevin Spacey brand is tainted, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
without a doubt.
And I thought, fresh perspective, fresh, what's different? How can I be as different as I can? And I thought, Margaret from Smithfield in Dublin couldn't be any more different than Kevin Spacey.
Margaret, one of your kids, Laura, has been listening. She called in because she recognised your voice. I think she might be a little bit upset.
Ah, Laura, how are you getting on, love?
Ma'am.
Yes.
You can hear me.
I can hear you, yes.
I spent like so long learning sign language.
I know, and I appreciate that very much. But I couldn't take the small talk, Laura.
But
Laura, you're focused more on the fact that your mother isn't actually deaf, not the fact that she's Kevin Spacey. Is that not a bigger surprise?
I'm after saving up all my pocket money to get her like a new hearing aid. Like, you know, if she's Kevin Spacey or she's my mom, she's still my mom.
Mm-hmm. She's like, not though. I think that's the kind of key point here is that she's brainwashed you into thinking she's your mom.
She's brainwashed you. She's my mom.
I am your mother. Yes. As in, like,
you're my mom, Margaret.
Exactly,
mom.
I'm everyone's mom.
But you're my mum.
Yeah, I am.
You're my mum. So,
Laura, you're willing to accept that this person who's not deaf and claiming now that they are Kevin Spacey pretending to be a woman from North Dublin.
Well,
you're still going to accept that that's your mother.
I look, she'll always be my mom. And I suppose now, I suppose I'll have to accept that she'll always be Kevin Spacey too.
That's it. To be honest with you, I wanted to confess because Christopher Plummer has been haunting me and he's replacing me in everything I do. And I just want to say Christopher Plummer would not be as good as Mammy as I would. Would Christopher Plummer tuck you into bed, give you potato waffles?
I don't think so.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't think so.
He
wouldn't. Get too bogged down in, you know, you versus Christopher Plummer.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's Christopher Plummer is just tormenting me.
Well, look, we have another caller on the line. They're refusing.
If it's that bastard, well, Christopher Plummer.
They're refusing to give their name, so it could be Christopher Plummer. Is this Christopher Plummer that I'm talking to?
No, I don't want to give my name, like I said. Yeah. I just wanted to, I heard
could
your,
we just call you Frank?
Call me Teresa.
Teresa, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're a woman. Okay, sorry, yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah,
no, I'm a woman, yeah. But
that's very rude.
Sorry, no, it's 2018, you have to ask.
Yeah. You identify as a woman, I suppose.
At the moment.
Yes, of course.
What I was going to say was I heard your callers there, Margaret and her daughter Laura, and I felt it was a similar to something I did. I pretended I had cancer for a number of years, shaved my head and everything, because I was bringing out my own brand of yogurt and I wanted to say that the yogurt cured the cancer. And I'm not going to lie, I made millions and millions and millions. But of course, it all came out because the yogurt didn't cure anything. And it's one of the biggest regrets of my life.
Can I just say, as Kevin Spacey, that she has done more wrong than I have? Just let it be known.
Which yogurt?
I think pretending to cure cancer is far worse than anything I've done. Just saying that now.
Caller, would you respond to that? Or?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on molestation. I'm kind of flat out with my own shit. But I'm just saying, if anyone is out there considering faking an illness, really get your facts straight.
Oh, that's where you fell down?
Yeah, because people will, once you start making money off your illness, people will really zone in.
Yeah.
And suddenly they want to see scans and they want to see proof and suddenly they want to see doctor's appointments and the whole thing fell apart. And now I'm mortified and people are dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Which yoga was
a treat.
We've
all made mistakes. Presumably this was a big story at the time. Could I not just Google your name? Like, as in yogurt?
I'm not Irish.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, you could Google my name if you want to. Okay. I'm trying to contribute to your radio show and protect my own anonymity.
I don't know. I don't think you have any anonymity. I can just Google cancer yogurt and you'll pop.
Well, actually,
cancer cure yogurt.
Cancer cure yogurt.
I can't remember that being a really nice yogurt, to be honest.
Is that what it was called? Cancer cure yogurt?
Yeah,
I've just Googled cancer yogurt and it's a heavy metal band.
Okay.
So it's like a cancer curing Actimel. We called it Cactimel.
Cactimel. Yeah. It sounds
and
appetizing
I made
anyway.
A lot of money. I have a yacht. I have houses all over the world. And none of it means anything now because I had to put it all back in to pay for all these people's funerals who died thinking they could survive on my yogurt.
So did you break even or?
No, I made a serious loss. I'm about 50 quid down.
50 quid down. Well, I suppose in the long scheme of things, you know, you enjoyed that lifestyle for a while and, you know, you're not broke.
No, but I...
In debt, I suppose.
No, I'm not in debt, and I'm not dead, which is a great relief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was never a threat, though.
No, but sometimes you believe your own story. Like, there was a time, well, like, when I shaved my head and I had the tubes in and out of my arms and all, I almost believed it myself.
Yeah, yeah. And that can be dangerous in itself, self-fulfilling prophecy and all
that's
that kind
it, because you can't actually get cancer from being in a bad mood.
Mm.
That's what Noel Edmonds said.
Well, guys, look, I want to thank you all for calling in. Margaret, Laura, you're sticking with your mum?
I'm sticking with my mum.
I'm sticking with being Margaret as well. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Good. And steer clear of Christopher Plummer. Okay, guys, thanks very much. It's great to talk to you. Aidan is on the line. Aidan, you were sold a fake. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, that's for true. Actually, I was sold several fake items.
What were they? Sorry,
Barry. I was sold several.
Oh, sorry, my name is Dave.
Oh, sorry, Dave. I thought it was the Chris Barry.
Yeah. Function. Well, his name's Chris, not Barry.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Surname. All right.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm calling in. Yeah, I've been sold a few fake items. Basically, You know, I work for Ryanair. I'm actually a pilot, and I'm cruising at about 20,000 feet at the moment as I speak to you. And
great reception.
Yeah, we were sold. We were sold lots of sachets of vodka and gin,
yeah.
like strips of sachets.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we were told they were Smirnoff originally anyway.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until my mother actually got a flight and she stormed up to the cabin and demanded to come in and talk to me anyway. And she was saying, this isn't Gordon's. It's not Gordon's. So that's how I knew.
Right.
I knew that we'd be, and surprisingly enough, Ryanair have actually had me buying their drink for them as well as being a pilot.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because you seem to be taking this quite, personally. But you were, sorry, you're a pilot, but you're also their, drinks.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a, I know a lot about a lot. I'm a real foodie, you know?
Yeah.
Real foodie.
You probably got it from your mum.
You know, and that's like, yeah, she cares about this type of thing. And it's all about, you know, I just want quality going out on the flights, and it's all about the panini. It was my idea to separate the panini service from the rest of the drink service,
yes,
you know, so
yeah,
you get the food in first.
Yeah, get those orders in, and get it heated up. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I come
yeah.
from a bar background as well, Michael.
Yeah.
So
it's Dave, yeah.
Yeah, so Adrian. I come from a pub background, so I know you want to get the food in first. You know,
yeah,
get
yeah.
the hot food into them. Maybe they had a few scoops at the Prosecco bar or something. A bit of fizz.
Well, actually, we've got Amanda from the Ryanair press office on the line. Amanda, have you guys dealt with this?
Hi, Dave. This is Amanda from the Ryanair press office.
Yeah, no, I just introduced you there.
Just to say there, thanks a mil for having me.
No
problem. Love the show. Aidan, you are so fired, Aidan.
No, my name's Martin, actually.
We've just to say, Dave, we've had trouble with Aidan for quite a while now. Aidan actually hasn't worked for Ryanair for nearly 20 years.
Oh, so he's not on a plane now?
He's certainly not, okay. Dave. There's no way you'd get phone reception of that
quality.
I was
thinking that was, it was
on one
very
of our
good,
flights.
Well, on any flight, I'd say.
Particularly on one of ours,
yeah,
Dave.
True.
We're not known for quality, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
tell the 200 people who are, we are coming in hot to Bundoran Airport right now, you tell them they're not on a plane.
Aidan, you know as well as I do, you haven't been on a plane in 20 years. Okay, and ringing up phone shows, talking about fake vodka. You're embarrassing yourself, Aidan. Now, Michael O'Leary has been on to me, and he said if you try this shit again, he will come to your house
but
and
you know,
he will blow you up.
Hang on a second.
Me and Michael go way back.
This isn't on air.
This is on air. This is
Amanda,
strong.
Me and Michael, you know, I've been in the office there with you, and you know we go way back. And for you to say that to me, because I came up in Air Rita, man and boy. Now, I might have only worked in Ryanair for a little bit before the court case, but you know that break. Why would you say that to me? It breaks my heart.
Shut up, Aidan. The quality of alcohol on the Ryanair flights is top class.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is
we
it...
We source that ourselves from Lidl. I want you to know that.
Yeah, but this is Aidan's point. It's not Smirnoff. It's not Gordon's. That's all his mum was saying.
We call it Ryanair off.
Right.
And Ryanair Wardens,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, yeah.
No one's pretending to be legit here.
Right, okay. So,
do you want to pay top dollar for your alcohol? No. By the time our customers get on, they're shit-faced already, Dave.
I mean, if things are being served in sachets, there shouldn't really be an expectation
of quality.
We've
people shooting up down the back of our planes, Dave.
Yeah, yeah,
Smirnoff
yeah.
is the least of our worries.
Well, look, maybe Aidan's mother can shed some light on this.
Hi, Dave.
Dawn. Dawn Cryer, how are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Dave. Thanks very much for having me on. This is very upsetting for me. I'll tell you one thing and one thing only. Well, I'll tell you a few things. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is my Aidan came out of my vagina clutching two things. One of them was one of those little plastic airplanes that you get on an Aer Lingus flight.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Still, but back in the day. And the other was a book by Heston Blumenthal.
Right.
He's a foodie.
Just to clear this, they were
he
up
came
there...
Out. He came out of my vagina.
Had you seen those before?
Never, never. It was the gynecologist did not know what was happening.
Look,
but that
Mom,
was,
I told you to speak into, put your headpiece on, because when you're my co-pilot on the flight, I told you you have to put the thing on.
What I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's.
Sorry, it's difficult up here. It's the altitude.
God, Mom. You
but
know when
my boy, my boy is a pilot. He was a born pilot. He's trained with Air Arran.
He went to Armada. He is a born pilot, and he knows his drink. He knows it. He knows his Gordon's from his Smirnoff.
We all know Ryanair likes to cut costs, but hiring these two fucking idiots, Dave. I mean, even you, I'm sure.
Watch your language there now, man.
Oh, that's, excuse me.
This is live radio show. You work in PR, is that right?
I do. Yeah. What do you do, Dave?
Well, this is a radio show. This is my, I'm hosting it.
Michael O'Leary will crush you like a can of tuna.
Bloody typical Amanda. Look, Amanda... Like,
this has been a personal gripe going on a long time between Amanda and Aidan. Let's face it, Aidan scorned Amanda's advances at the Christmas party.
The fact that he even got into the party was a huge lapse in our security.
Who scorned his advances?
I scorned his advances.
Okay, well,
obviously, I am a married woman. I have 12 children. Okay, I don't have time to be fannying around with this. I have actual problems here.
I bought you a drone. I bought you a kite. And, you know, there was...
And you need to get real.
My son is a very, very attractive man. With a pilot's license.
Well, that's
nobody
just
scoring
madness.
His advances.
Yeah. Well, look, Aidan, you're coming in hot up on Durin. I'm going to let you get back to the flight. You and your mother can take
it's
those
not two, on the bloody
200
flight.
People
just
inside.
I just have to make an announcement. Just bear with me for this. Hello, we are cruising at about 15,000 feet.
This
and we
is
are beginning our descent into Bundoran Airport. If you'd just like to fasten up, because I just tell everybody that we are coming in hot. We are coming in hot.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, great. Thanks for calling in. It was lovely talking to you. Adele is on the line. Adele, you were targeted by a fake email scan. Is that right?
Yes, I was. I thought that Adele, the singer, was emailing me. She was in a spotter bother in Yugoslavia. And she needed help.
And she was just reaching out to people called Adele? Or?
Yeah, she didn't specifically say that. She said, hello, friend.
Yeah.
You know, I've never met her before, but I am a big fan.
Yeah.
So I would consider myself to be a fan of Adele. Mm. And she's helped me through a lot. And I thought, why not return the favour and give her my bank details? So that's what I did, because she needed to get out of Yugoslavia.
There's a couple of issues. Adele's a very wealthy woman.
I know, but you can give off the impression of wealth.
Yeah.
I lived through Ireland during the Celtic Tiger. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I mean, there was fellas that, you know, were drinking Prosecco and snorting coke off other people's backs, and then Jesus backs. Yes,
yeah, okay.
There was a lady who made herself into a coffee table. It was her job at the time.
And
she was from one of those
human tables. I mean, that's not cheap.
I know. Well, she was doing that on the side. She also used to do the Madeline jobs, do you know, where she'd go down Stephen's Green in a bikini with the Tato Man or something like that. And then at night, she'd make herself into a coffee table and people would take coke off her. And, you know, I thought that's a very rich woman. And then, Jesus, a year later, the arse fell out of the property market and she was destitute. So I thought that's maybe what happened to Adele. Maybe she invested wrong. I don't know how she found herself in Yugoslavia.
Does Yugoslavia still exist?
Well, I thought it did at the time. I you know, because why would Adele lie to me?
Yeah. Or
you
why
know?
Would someone scamming you say that they're in a country that no longer exists?
Well, it's just, well, who can I go to? If a country doesn't exist, there's no police I can go to.
Mm.
You know, there's no cyber police. I wish there was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to you, Dave, to help me to get the real Adele and tell her she needs to financially compensate me now.
Oh, so you think the real Adele is responsible? Like,
yes,
should,
I do.
Should bear some responsibility.
Absolutely. If she wasn't so relatable and so down to earth and make me feel like she could be my friend, you know? And be a fantastic singer at the same time, then, you know, it is her fault.
Yeah.
We have to take responsibilities for the behaviours that we put out there.
Is this the only time you've ever been scammed?
By Adele, yes.
Well,
yes.
It just to be clear, it wasn't Adele that scammed you. It was someone who pretended to be Adele.
Look, Adele asked me for help and I gave it to her. You know?
So you accept, though, that it wasn't actually Adele?
Are you just worried now that you're going to get sued, or are you going to listen to me?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because if you're going to cover your arse now for the BAI, I've no interest in chatting to you.
Well, look, Adele has been listening in and she's not happy one bit. Adele, what...
Dave, it's Adele.
Yeah.
Is she saying I'm Adele or is she saying I'm on the dole?
It's Adele.
It's Adele, the singer.
Oh. Alison, it's a deal.
It's all, yeah, I want
babe.
That. I want that. You got yourself out of Yugoslavia.
I did, babe. Thanks so much.
Oh, no problem.
So this, like, you were actually.
I rang it from the other side.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Hello from the. Hello?
It's me?
Babe, thanks so much for the money. I really needed it.
Adele, are you okay?
You don't sound right, Adele.
Adele, what did they do to you in Yugoslavia, Adele?
I lost my voice and I needed the money to buy me a new one.
Oh.
So thank you, babes.
I don't think Adele's well at all.
Me no. I really, really appreciate it.
She sounds fair shook now, to be honest.
Yeah. Have you been spending some time in Australia?
I'm good for it. You'll get it back.
Okay, well, that's good. At least,
yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, let's be honest, it was £20, so I don't know why you're ringing up a phone show. And I told you I'd get it back to you.
Because I tried to go to the small claims court and they said they can't.
Oh, no.
Well, Adele, I'm sorry, okay? But you didn't contact me for ages. What am I supposed... Yeah,
that's how scams work.
Wait, so is it a scam or isn't it a scam?
Adele, what's going on?
You said you were in Yugoslavia and you said you're going to give her the money back and now you're calling it a scam, so...
Sometimes I'm a bit like Taylor Swift.
How so?
She told me she was trouble.
I like to reach out and be Australian and contact my friends, my fans.
And just to be clear...
I'm Australian now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we got that part. Are you going to pay back the £20 or not?
I'm a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine. I'll pay you back the £20.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Brilliant. Adele.
Give me your
IBAN. You can send it to her on Instagram.
It's 08283 85.
Yeah.
AIB.
Yeah.
2334.
Yeah. All right.
And my sort code.
Yeah.
No,
five.
No, you don't want to give all that.
Six,
out.
Seven,
that's too much to give
nine,
out on the radio.
3-4.
No, no, it's too much. Too much. Okay,
right.
Guys. Thanks so much for calling out. My special guests in studio today are winners of this year's most popular reality show, Lovepocalypse, which saw a cast of hot young singles locked up in an underground bunker beneath a radioactive wasteland in search of love. Sally and Stu, welcome to the show.
How are you getting on? Oh, great to be here, Dave. I'm very excited.
I mean, you guys are blowing up. You are the it couple right now. How have things been since you left the bunker?
Oh, it's all been boohoo.com, ASOS, everything. It's been great.
It's been really mad. Been really, really mad.
How do you mean, Stu? You look a little shook.
Just, it's been a lot of fun, hasn't it, love?
Oh, me nips are going mad.
I can see them. I can see them again.
I just got some laser eye removal and I'm feeling great.
Okay. Is that a free treatment or?
Yes, they remove your eyes.
Yeah.
And then, you're just more eyeshadow to fit on then. So you're grand.
But yeah. We're waiting for the future, aren't we? We're waiting.
Wait there.
You want robot eyes. You've always wanted robot eyes. That's the thing about you.
Yeah.
So you've always that's what I've always loved about you.
Oh, and I just love that song, you know, Robot Eyes.
Yes, yes.
That woman has got robot eyes. She's got
robot eyes.
Or she's got robot eyes. Yep. Hoo 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 hoo. Do you know that one
I
as
do,
well?
Yeah.
She got bit.
I just want to say that. I've took my iodine pills and I am feeling so good.
Yeah.
I am fully recovered from the nuclear fallout. I'm very sad over like all of my family and everyone I know dying.
Mm.
You know, but I have won £25,000 and a boohoo.com.
They should warn them not to visit the set.
I mean, we're all sexy, you know?
Yeah.
And look, if people just want to come to the place because we're so sexy and we're like, keep away, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you're so sexy. And what can I do? So
yeah,
I've noticed his clumps of hair just sort of falling.
You see, I was actually out getting the washing in when the nuclear fallout happened. So like I got a bit of it, but I got back in, so I've lost a bit of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like you're a footballer from the early 2000s, you know, it's like an inner mohawk or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Gorgeous.
And you could probably afford hair transplants now, or maybe you get a free treatment like
Oh, he just has to put up a post.
Like Sally.
Yeah.
Well, look, I want to bring in some callers because there's some people here who are really eager to talk to you. Laura's on the line. Laura, you also dated Stu in the bunker.
What?
Well, when you guys were all there, Laura was the first one to date Stu before you were brought in, Sally. Sorry, but Laura...
Yes, Dave. Hi, it's Laura.
Yeah. Hey, what went wrong with you and Stu, do you think, down in the bunker?
Can I speak candidly?
If you could just keep the profanity maybe to a minimum.
Sure. My reputation precedes me. Basically, what happened was that Stu realised that Sally was going to pick him. And as you know, with the nuclear bunker apocalyptic dating game, the woman decides. And then if she has a man who agrees with her, they split the money.
Yeah.
But I'm actually pregnant with your nuclear baby.
Yeah, I know that. And yeah, I know.
Oh. How did you,
what?
And the reason Stu and Sally are together is because he knew he would get half the winnings of Sally because she's desperate.
Can I just say that I won in the end?
Yeah,
right?
Worked out for them.
Yeah.
It's a fake relationship. I think everyone knows that. But I'm happy I'm moving on. I'm actually with Rio Ferdinand now. We met at the rap party and he's going to raise the baby as his own, which is amazing because it's probably going to be deformed.
Even if it's a mutant, he's taking
He's going to do it anyway.
What a nice guy.
I know, he's
Rio,
so nice.
Actually,
and
I get
tall.
On very well.
Well, listen, stay on the line, Laura. Stay on the line. I want to bring in one of the show's producers, Doug Hargraves. Doug,
Hi, Dave.
Did you come up with the idea for Lovepocalypse?
I did indeed. Dave, at the end of the day, and at the end of the world, that's two things people love. Apocalypses and sex. Yeah. This is a sexpocalypse.
Yeah.
And it's been an absolute...
That's huge.
It's been a ratings, like, winner.
Yeah.
I mean, we did what we could with the fallout. You know, we had suits for the staff, less so for the participants. Because, you know... It's not sexy.
It has
at the end
been.
Of the day.
No, yeah, it has,
the
no one wants
sexy.
To see people
nobody
in hazmat suits.
No, nobody
sex.
Wants to see hazmat suits. Yeah. It's not sexy.
But you gave them iodine tablets. I mean, they're under the ground.
Yeah. They are. We did what we could.
Obviously, the audiences who came to watch the live eviction, most of them are dead. That's not your fault. You warned people.
Everybody signed a disclaimer. There's nothing really anybody can say. So, and to be honest, like all the publicity, it's been great. Like, so what's really going to happen is eventually we're already recruiting for next year. Stu and Sally will probably be too unwell for any publicity in about 6 months, and then it'll just be the new crop, you know.
Yeah,
so it's kind of
in.
Just gone.
Doug, what's this new show with priests in the jungle? What's that about?
Ah, how did you know?
Well, I heard rumors online that there was you were going to put a bunch of priests in the jungle or something.
Yeah, I'm a cardinal.
You filmed
get me out of here,
didn't you? You filmed
I'm
a brief.
I'm a cardinal. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is exactly what it says in the scene. We get high ranking members of the clergy.
Yeah.
The higher ranking, the better. And we put them into the we put them into the jungle, not in Australia. That market's been cornered. So, Indonesia's where we're going with that.
And what did
less,
they do?
Less heat, you know, for the whole Catholic Church.
But
thing.
A non-cardinal, would I be able to qualify for? Would I be English? Could I?
Unfortunately, I don't think you're going to be healthy enough for our show. But you know, you've already
There's a lot of hair falling out here, Stu.
You're essentially a ticking time bomb of radiation.
You're just pulling out teeth like.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stu, you look so cute with your teeth gone.
I know. You don't bloody need them, do you?
No. And sure, look.
You need a few, though.
No. There's an incredible range of soups nowadays.
I've had a great time doing this show. And I don't mind. I've had my innings
Thanks,
now.
Stu.
And I'm on my way out. And I don't mind.
Yeah.
Dave, you know? I just want to plug one thing. I wanted to promote some of it. I got my new hazmat suit bikinis where I've just drawn bikinis on hazmat suits.
Okay.
So, you know, you can stay safe and stay sexy.
Yeah, that is sexy.
So, yeah. And you can have your cleavage as big as you like.
And you can draw on whatever pattern you want.
Whatever you could draw on a tail if you wanted a tail, you know.
Yeah.
Go for it.
We probably won't be rolling that out for next
year.
You
can put a face on both. The boobs.
It's not
you put a face
really.
On each boob.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Doug was being negative about my product.
Oh, sorry, I mean, I was just talking about. I was just. It was just a suggestion.
What was it?
Maybe you had like a human face. on each of the boobs. It's just, I don't know.
I'd draw your face.
I'm not into
that. I love you. That's what I would do.
Sally, could we workshop it? I mean, I don't want to dismiss it out of hand. Everything's on the table, essentially, but...
It's fine. No, you've moved on to the priests and I'm moving on to making money.
I've got my fingers in a lot of pies, Sal.
You can't call priest spies.
Laura, have you had many opportunities since coming out of the bunker?
Oh,
obviously,
my God.
You're with Rio Ferdinand, but
I'm flat out. So yeah. I've got my own tan coming out now. I've got my own jewellery line. I'm basically the new Jordan, apparently. That's what's being said about me.
Oh, that's because Jordan died in the nuclear fallout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that space is wide open. Mm. And I don't have a drug addiction, which means that I'm probably going to last a little bit longer.
And when you say tanning product, is it...
She means English people.
Is it to...
There was a lot of Jordan left, though, after she decomposed. There was a lot of...
I'm wearing her.
Ah, right. Okay,
I'm
so that's
her
so what you're saying is pretty true.
It's actually a big Jordan fan.
Okay, great.
I dug her up.
So you dug her up and took ownership of her...
tits.
And now wear them...
every day.
But wear them how? Like as
on my tits, over my tits.
Okay.
Like a suit.
Strap them on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it was important that she lives on. Plus she's
a
saint, so she never
hearts.
Decomposes. Narcissists want to live on.
Yeah.
Even if it does mean having their inside scooped out and being worn by lesser people.
I'm afraid we are out of time. I want to thank all of my callers today, but I especially want to thank Alison Spittle, Nora Costigan, Hugh Cooney and Joanne McNally. Guys, have you got anything you want to plug?
I would like to plug my tour. It's called Alison Spittle Makes a Show of Herself. It's starting on March... starting on January 29th and ending on March 30th in Vicar Street. And I'm going to Carlow, Mullingar, all the fantastic places of Ireland.
Yeah. Brilliant. Nora, do you have anyone to plug?
I have nothing to plug. I'll plug Joanne's show. Go to see Joanne's show. So my stand-up show, Gleabag, is doing a similar route to Alison's, but it's a different show. And so you can get tickets on joannemcnally.com.
And you're doing Vicar Street as well?
I'm doing Vicar Street as well in April, yeah.
Okay. You?
I've got this sink at home that actually I lost the plug. What's it called? The plug for? Didn't. I'm releasing in the new year a medieval fantasy epic called The Mustering of the Harrier online, so have a look at that.
Daddy, where will people be able to look at that?
It'll be on Vimeo, and check it out on my Instagram stories and Facebook and all that stuff if you want to see it.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks guys. Thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network for having us and to John O'Farrell for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Bananas.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.